It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Earlier today, a court in Cambodia found the two most senior surviving members of the Khmer Rouge guilty of crimes against humanity. The two men, Nuon Chia and Khieu Samphan, are 88 and 83 years old, respectively. They'll likely spend the rest of their lives in prison. The Khmer Rouge committed remarkable atrocities in the 1970s, leaving more than 1 million dead and enslaving millions of others in Cambodia. One question being taken up by researchers is whether or not these highly visible trials will, in essence, cause pain for those who suffered under the regime. Here to talk about the effect of the tribunal on Khmer Rouge victims is Dr. Jeffrey Sonnis of the UNC School of Medicine. He spent the last years studying the prevalence of PTSD in that group. We thank you very much for being here, Dr. Sonnis.
Well, thank you for having me.
Your work has been broken up into two parts, essentially. The first was sort of a baseline study looking at the prevalence of PTSD in those who lived through the Khmer Rouge, and then a current longitudinal study looking at the attitudes toward those trials. What did that study find?
Well, we found in 2007 was our study, initial study, was what we call a cross-sectional study. And we found at that point a prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder that was about 11%. Which is roughly five times the prevalence of PTSD in the United States.
We're just obviously today seeing these convictions of high-ranking officials. There was one previous to this. But what have you been doing to monitor how people are reacting now versus kind of when you started the study a couple of years ago?
Well, we asked the same questions longitudinally over time so that we can monitor people's changes. So we went in originally, the first trial was of Comrade Doik, who was the director of a notorious prison called Tuol Sleng, where enemies of the state, including men, women, and children, were taken, forced to confess, and then murdered. Of the estimated 14,000 people who walked in, it's estimated that only seven people walked out alive. And we monitored people's attitudes and PTSD symptoms over time over the course of Doik's trial. And what we found was that, in fact, over the course of the trial, people's perceptions of justice for the Khmer Rouge atrocities actually improved, that they did feel to some extent like justice was being done in small ways. There were small changes. Desire for revenge did not change over the course of Comrade Doik's trial, even when he was given a life sentence. And PTSD symptoms essentially did not change. So the changes are not dramatic. But I think it's, in a way, asking too much of trials 30 years after the fact to have dramatic changes. These small changes, to me, are positive signs.
Is there any evidence that that is negative?
Well, I think, in a way, it kind of puts to rest the vehement claims of both sides prior to the trial. It did not massively re-traumatize the population. I think we can say that, you know, absolutely clearly, that the concerns about massive re-traumatization from the trials just didn't happen. People were scared before the trials that it would bring back painful memories, and some people reported that it did, but it didn't re-traumatize the population. On the other hand, we were hoping that it might be some form of therapeutic benefit by hopefully decreasing revenge, decreasing anger, and thereby decreasing symptoms of PTSD. And unfortunately, that didn't happen either.
Well, the New York Times article today on the convictions quotes a man who was imprisoned by the regime while his parents were tortured and killed. And he says he's glad the two men will be in jail forever. And furthermore, hopes their bodies are left in the cells long after they're dead. And obviously, that's just one reaction, and this is new. But do you have a sense as to whether having some closure like this will ultimately benefit the masses now going forward?
I think it will help. I think closure is probably too strong a word. I think if you lose your daughter, your son, your wife, your mother, there can never be closure. That's a wound that will never heal. But can people maybe move forward a little more easily? Can they move on with a little bit less pain about the past? That's the hope. And the fact that we do see some small increases in justice over the course of the trials gives me hope that there can be a change. You know, people are going to start talking about this more. And by the process of talking about it more, talking to your neighbors, thinking about it, that's how societal change will come.
All right. Jeffrey Sonnis is with the UNC School of Medicine. We've been talking about the psychological effects of the Khmer Rouge trials and what they've had on the victims of the regime. Thanks so much, Dr. Sonnis.
Thank you very much.